What you need is accurate intuition and an accurate ability to read feelings. The way something feels is the way that it is. The way it looks or seems may not be the way it is. Free will and guesswork are a disaster. Even when the intellect is right, it isn't right for very long. Today's good guess is followed by tomorrow's stuff-up. If you start to trust in your feelings and your intuition, then bit by bit they become very powerful, and in the end you learn to obey them, even if they take you to places you don't really want to go, or if they prohibit you from doing things you might want to do. It is the higher self talking to you, not the intellect, and the higher self has an overview that the mind does not have. I went to London recently to visit a famous building that I've always wanted to see. And as I was walking there, I got very clear instructions that said, turn left. The left turn would take me away from where I wanted to go. And so I hesitated for a moment, a little frustrated. Then I walked a few steps toward where I wanted to go just to see what would happen. And I suddenly felt a sharp prickling sensation on my wrist. When that happens, it's always a warning to me. It feels like mild stinging nettles. So I gave it up and walked off in the opposite direction, and I never did go to the building that I'd intended to visit. Why did my higher self warn me off? I don't know. But over time, I've just learned to accept orders and follow whatever I'm told. I travel the world with my little computer and a suitcase, and I go from place to place. I don't really live anywhere permanently. When I get to a crossroads, I wait for my inner self to tell me, right or left. Sometimes I hear nothing, so I check into a hotel and wait. Then after a few days, I see a vision that tells me which way to go, or I get what I call a hit, which is a very strong feeling that instructs you. So you follow it. I've been doing this following along for many years now. The next day, I was walking down the Fulham Road in London, and as I passed a pub called Finch's, I heard someone call my name. I looked across the street, and there was no one on the sidewalk or in the doorway of the pub. Then I heard my name called three more times. Each time I looked, and there was no one there. I went up the street to get something, and then I turned back and walked into the pub. There was a man I haven't seen for 30 years. He hadn't seen me in the street or called out. I knew it was his inner mind that spoke to me, calling. I don't know if the chance encounter was for my benefit or his, but that doesn't matter. It was just another instance where I followed along. You see, you'll often never know why you end up where you do end up. But if you follow along, life will always be spontaneous and it will never be boring. Now, I'm not saying you should lead my life, drifting around. You might find it too lonely and bleak. But you can allow the silent power within you more and more influence, so you make less mistakes. You see, your power lies in what you don't do rather than what you do do. The BS you avoid is as important as the decisions you get right. A few decisive, well-planned actions are worth so much more than running around trying to do too many things at once. If you have no time in your life, it's because your mind has you as its slave. The ego is getting you to feed its every whim. And so you're up all hours of the day and night trying to keep it happy. Perhaps now it's time to stick the ego in the slammer for a bit and give yourself a rest. There's an element of silent power that allows for non-action. And the first and foremost non-action is to train yourself not to react. When all lose their head around you, you walk slow and feel out the situation. Get an accurate reading before you act. Remember, I've said before, when you don't know, don't go. Often it is fine to do nothing. And remember, retreat is a warrior's greatest weapon. It's never wrong to walk away and live to fight another day. The Rambo mentality that plows in regardless is stupid in my view. It can get you killed. Most things in life can be bypassed. That's the beauty of it. You have choices. If you're a confident person, you will find that you can allow life around you to flow in whatever way it pleases, and you can grant that liberty and freedom to others. You will not need to control or dominate their lives. And if you do so, you're weak and you become the covert Nazi. You will demand allegiance from everyone and you will seek to have power over them. You will have rules, lots of rules. It's your control over them that gives the ego the illusion of power. But in fact, the very control you insist on makes you brittle and easy to push over. Because any time your control falters, your ego will go nuts and it'll become threatened and angry, and that will make you sick. And eventually you have to let go because you're in a hospital with a tube up your nose, fighting for your life. And at that point you don't control anything, not even your bowel movements. It all finds a balance, you know. In recent years, I've suggested to people that they try the Amazonian sacred brew, ayahuasca, which is spelled A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A. The reason I have felt it important is because ayah, as I call it, teaches you loads of lessons about silent power. It assails the ego and makes it go quiet, and it teaches you to let go. It is sometimes called the vine of death, not because anyone dies from it, but because it takes you to an ego death, a place where the ego has to let go. And once it does so, the medicine in the sacred ayah brew shows you what reality is really like. You see the magnificence of the vast universal reality that we live in. Strangely, everyone sees the same thing. It all starts off in a multicolored dome of fractal geometric patterns. It shows you that every leaf and every little thing is in fact a mathematical formula expressed in an incredible complexity. And yet, in that vast complex nature of reality, there's an utter simplicity, a gentle and wonderful connectedness in all things. Ayah is really a supplement. In repressive countries like the US and Britain, they call it a drug, but it's not. Its main component is DMT, which is natural in the body, and ayahuasca feeds DMT into the pineal gland. It's legal in Brazil and other places like Switzerland, and in some countries like Holland and Canada. It's not legal, but it's not illegal either. It's in a sort of grey area. You can get it and use it, as long as you don't publicize it. Hundreds of people I know have gone to Brazil, to the temples of ayah, and they all say the same thing, that ayah changed their life and increase their perception enormously. I do know this, if you've not seen it, you haven't really lived. And if you're a spiritual teacher or healer, you need it because everything you teach will change once you've been to an ayahuasca temple. You will see that what you know is a bit inadequate because it's just words. It's not the real thing. And your words may not even be accurate words, often enough. Ayah rewires the brain, changing the synapses, activating receptors in the brain that have laid dormant for decades. The sacred ayah brew replaces lost DMT in the pineal. You need that for perception. It is the key to extrasensory perception. The pineal gland fires DMT, dimethyltryptamine, in heavy doses twice in its life, at birth and at death. The near-death experience is thought to be a DMT release, when the brain thinks the body is dead or dying. Modern humans are missing most of their DMT. That might be due to poor diets and the distress of modern life, but the missing DMT is why depression is so prevalent in our society. Ayah heals depression double quick, and in fact, it heals almost anything. It's deadly to parasites in the body, and it's also beneficial to sufferers of Parkinson's disease. I heard of a man who had a deadly case of emphysema. He was cured with ayahuasca in 2 weeks. I mention ayah because it's where everyone goes once they have no place else to go. No more books or seminars or whatever. It's where the teachers go once they have painted themselves into a corner and they have nothing more to say except to repeat what they've already said. Ayah takes you to another dimension, many other dimensions. And from there you see life in a more powerful way, and you can come back and teach that to others. There are links to ayahuasca sites on my internet page, which is at www.stuartwild.com. Or you can look it up on Google, you'll find hundreds of pages on the subject. Now here's an interesting point about silent power that isn't in the book. In the late 80s, I wrote what became a standout book for me called Whispering Winds of Change. Many of the predictions I made in that book are now coming to pass. I said that a terrible redneck fascism would grip America, and that would bring with it war and other problems that arise out of the antagonism of those opposing forces that would see American imperialism destroyed.